Action underway now in the second quarter. Kota Shindo has the ball for Skagway, and he's working on the left-hand side. It is a man-to-man defense now from Heidelberg. Kota Shindo launches up with a 18-foot jumper. It goes out of bounds, but on the fight for the rebound, it goes off of Trayshawn Miramontes, and it will remain Skagway basketball. Alex Ackerman to inbound the ball for Skagway, and Heidelberg will stay in the man-to-man. There's a little bit of confusion on the court. Skagway's got to get somebody open, and Kota Shindo's the guy. Kota gets it on the left-hand corner. His three-point bomb, no. Fought for the rebound, fought for, controlled, no, not yet. Now picked up by Alex Ackerman, and they're going to call a jump ball. It looked like one official wanted to call a travel. The other one stepped in and called a jump ball. So that is a jump ball situation resulting in possession for Heidelberg. Nick Nix with the ball for Heidelberg. Comes off the pick, gets it into the corner. Roger Trout launching up a three, no good. Nobody boxes out on the weak side. And the rebound comes down for Bob Tolson. And he's able to get the ball back out for Heidelberg. Working quickly around the horn. Miramontes has it. Nick Nix has it. He wants to launch one from 26 feet. Good box out by Skagway, resulting in a Skagway rebound. Colton Belisle is the recipient of that rebound. Gets it over to Kota Shindo. Now Kota Shindo working up into the forecourt between the legs and quickly to Ackerman. Ackerman launches up an 18-foot jump shot. No good, but there is Colton Belisle fighting for the rebound. No, Nick Nix comes down with it. Nick Nix quickly into the forecourt. A beautiful miss, fake pass by Nix. Up and in. Strong. Wow, what a play by Nick Nix. He's got a lot of skill. Flashy player from Heidelberg. 15-14 now the score with 6:37 to go. Skagway up over Heidelberg. Kota Shindo has the ball for Skagway. He's working on the left side, trying to come off a pick from Ackerman. Roger Trout flips right by the pick, and we've got a timeout by head coach Scott Letch of the Skagway Panthers. Looks like Danny Brady's going to check back in for C.J. Dormito. On the court for Skagway coming out of this timeout will be Danny Brady, Colton Belisle, Micah Cook, Alex Ackerman, and Kota Shindo. And just as I'm saying it, Stephen McKnight checks into the ballgame for Colton Belisle. So Skagway got a lot of bigs on the roster this year and are able to work them in. It's a young team in Skagway, led by their standout foreign exchange student from Japan, Kota Shindo. He is their scoring leader. He is their workhorse. He's the guy that stays in the gym long after everybody else has showered and gone to study or whatever it is that everybody else does. And yet Kota Shindo still hangs out in the gym. He is you want to call him a gym rat, but he's much more than that. Terrific basketball player, and has the ball now for Skagway in the forecourt. Skagway working on a man-to-man defense. And Kota's just taking his time, dribbling it out wide. Over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady works it down to Ackerman. Ackerman wants to work into the interior. Against Trout, gets it over to Kota. Looked like Kota was fouled by Nick Nix. Instead, the call is a three-second violation. A three-second call, and that is a turnover. Skagway got to be careful not to camp out in the lane. They don't call it much in league play, but this is the tournament. It's a little bit different here. A long cross-court pass over to Miramontes from Nix, and Miramontes gets it back out top. Sidney Warren Edenshaw gets it, passes it over to Nix, who launches up a three-point bomb, and you've got to have a hand in the face of Nick Nix. He will destroy you from all over the court. Kota Shindo now has the ball for Skagway. A few fantastic dribbles of his own. And he's looking for a pick. Alex Ackerman comes by to set the screen. It was a pretty light screen by Ackerman. And Kota still got the ball. He's still dribbling. Comes off of another pick, this one by Micah Cook. His shot up and blocked. And now we've got a leak out. Heidelberg's got a full court pass, which is uncatchable. Goes out of bounds. It was Will Peedle unable to catch that pass. And the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. Possession. Skagway, 17-15 to score, 5:18 to go in the half. Alex Ackerman with the ball on the left side of the court, and he's being harassed, and the ball is stolen from him by Nick Nix. Lays it up and in, and there was a foul on that one. So Ackerman adds insult to injury there as he has his pocket picked, and instead of letting Nix just go up with that layup opportunity, he fouls him in the process, but not hard enough to disrupt the shot. So Nick goes to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point attempt. His free throw up, missed. Kota Shindo on the nice box out of Nick, able to step into the lane and pick off the the ball as it was floating through the air. Gets it quickly up to Ackerman. Ackerman's pass into the post, no good. But Skagway picks it up, gets it over to Brady. Brady's shot, no good. And Heidelberg's running. It is Roger Trout. Tries to pass it over to Nick. Has it nearly picked off, but Heidelberg retains possession. Nick does it now up at the top of the court. Oh, what beautiful pass down low. Unable to handle it. Miramontes and Kota Shindo racing up into the forecourt, but there's Nick defensively stopping progression of the ball. Kota's double-teamed in the corner. Tries to get it out. Miramontes just bowls over Alex Ackerman and then bowls over Danny Brady, and we're going to have a foul call. And apparently there is no foul for bowling. It will be against Alex Ackerman. That is Ackerman's second foul. And it will be Heidelberg basketball on the side out. I'm sorry, they're going to charge that one to Danny Brady. That's his second foul. Amir Montes, very tired from bowling, comes out of the game. Sean gets it into Nick's, over to Trout. Trout wants to work into the lane. Gets it back out top for a three-point shot from Guy Sanderson. It misses. Heidelberg comes down with a rebound. Sanderson has it now over to Trout, up to Nick Nix for a 25-foot jumper. No good. Danny Brady goes in, gets the rebound, the long rebound after a long shot. Danny Brady trying to work through some defensive pressure and kind of throws an elbow while he's getting through there, and there's reason for it. Heidelberg was fouling him. Foul to go against Roger Trout. Nice play by Danny Brady, splitting the defense and not letting them take that ball from him. Strong effort by Brady. On the inbound play, it was tipped by Heidelberg. It will remain Skagway ball. Ackerman sent the inbound. The official has it. And gets the ball over to Ackerman. Ackerman gets it over to Brady. Brady splits the double team, gets into the forecourt, throws it a little hard off of the knees of Stephen McKnight, but gets the ball back. And Kota Shindo has it. He launches up a three-point bomb. Heavily contested, but good! Another three-pointer for Kota Shindo, who has found the range in this gym in Juneau. Quickly, Heidelberg launches up a shot. The rebound comes down long to Brady. Brady is trapped and tries to pass it over to Kota. Kota was not in the place. Brady threw it, though, and so that is a turnover. Nick Nix gets it, goes out to the wing, and knocks down a three-point bomb of his own. Kota Shindo quickly into the forecourt for Skagway. Kota working into the interior as an 18-foot look. Knocks it down right back at you, Nick Nix, and it's a two-man game right now. Nick Nix versus Kota Shindo. 22-20, Heidelberg has the slight advantage right now. And Ethan Shaw has it now. Ooh, almost picked off by Skagway. They're going to give the foul, it looks like, to Kota Shindo. And it looks like Skagway is in the penalty, which means Heidelberg is in the bonus. And it will be Will Peel going to the line to shoot a 1-1 situation for Heidelberg. Will Peel's first shot up and good. So he'll get two out of this one. The refs like him because of the hair. All like hair for Will Peel. His second shot up off the back of the rim. Heidelberg all over the rebound. Yep, Heidelberg corrals it, gets it over to Peel. Peel's got an open lane to the hoop. Is fouled by Micah Cook, who instead of playing defense with his feet, played it with his arms, and that's going to result in a foul when somebody's driving to the hole. And so Will Peel will go back to the line to shoot two more for Heidelberg. He adjusts his shoelaces a little bit. This one's going to be a two-shot foul, as that was a foul on the shot attempt. First one up, and no good off on the right-hand side of the rim. Its rim hits backboard. Feel not happy with himself. Alex Ackerman going to check out for a minute. Colton Belisle checking in for Skagway. So on the court for Skagway, Colton Belisle, Stephen McKnight, Micah Cook, Kota Shindo, and Danny Brady. Peel at the line, shooting a second one for Heidelberg. His second shot is up and good. And Heidelberg's going to bring the pressure on the made field goal. It's just going to be a one-man pressure, kind of a just to harass Kota Shindo as he brings the ball over the half court. Kota gets it on the left to Danny Brady. Danny Brady up top. Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle surveys the defense back over to Brady. Brady working to drive over on the left. Gets a nice entry pass into Stephen McKnight. His shot is up and blocked. And then he tries to pass the ball back out to the perimeter and is picked off by Will Peel, who goes the length of the court, blows the bunny, but Skagway not hustling correctly, unable to corral the rebound, and Heidelberg gets it and lays it back in. Great hustle by Heidelberg, not such great hustle by Skagway. You've got a run on the court, and now Danny Brady's pass over to Shindo is picked off by Nick Nix. Quickly into the forecourt is Roger Trout. His layup is up and in, and Skagway's got to watch out, or this one can get away from them quickly. 28-20 now the score with 2:09 left to go in the half. And Coach Scott Lesh does not elect to call a timeout in this situation. He's just going to have his team slow it down a bit. Micah Cook gets the entry pass into the high post. His turnaround jumper no good. And rebound is by Heidelberg. Heidelberg quickly up into the forecourt. And a beautiful length of the court dribble with a behind-the-back move from Sidney Warren Edenshaw. And that's another two. 30-20 now the score. Heidelberg up over Skagway, and this one has gotten away from them fairly quickly. Kota Shindo with a three-point bomb, no good, off glass, and it is right back in the hands of Heidelberg. That was a little bit too quick by Shindo. Nick Nix now, he's got a 25-footer lined up. It goes off rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Micah Cook kind of slaps it forward, but two Heidelberg players are there. It goes off of them and out of bounds, and it looks like it's going to be Skagway basketball. Alex Ackerman checking into the game for Skagway. Stephen McKnight taking a seat. Minute 22 now to go in the half. And Skagway needs to just control the ball here and keep it close before halftime. Ackerman has it on the left-hand side. Gets it into Belisle. Belisle working kind of an extended post area. Tries to get it back out. Yep, is able to get it out to Danny Brady. Danny Brady right back to Colton. Colton into the lane. He's fouled on the shot. A nice play. That was much more Skagway basketball right there as they were patient and worked the ball into the lane, got a nice look, and Colt Belisle with his turnaround jumper was fouled. He will go to the line shooting two. That foul will be called on Robert Warren Edenshaw of Heidelberg. Colton's first shot is up and good. 30-21 now the score with a minute four to go in the half. Couple of substitutions. Guy Sanderson into the game for Heidelberg, as is Michael Eaglestaff, and it was Michael Eaglestaff who just came up with that rebound on the second missed free throw. 30-21 will remain the score, and Heidelberg is content to hang out with the basketball, go into the locker room, and make some adjustments at half. It was Heidelberg's defense who did such a nice job, and no, they didn't. Michael Eaglestaff instead took the ball and shot it from three-point range. Skagway comes down with a rebound, and they've got 36 seconds to work. Probably an ill-advised shot out of the corner from Eaglestaff, if I'm your coach. And Kota Shindo has the ball for Skagway. Will Peel playing a tough man-to-man defense against him. And, oh, Kota's cross-court pass too tall for Colton Belisle, and it goes out of bounds. Now 16 seconds to work for Heidelberg, and nobody pressuring the ball, which means Heidelberg can kind of let the ball just dribble on in on its own. Finally, Nick Nix picks it up into the forecourt and works the ball around, back over to Nix. Nix looking to get somebody open for a shot. It's Michael Eaglestaff now over to Roger Trout. Trout stuck with the ball in the corner, unable to get anything up, and that will do it for the first half of basketball here at Thunder Mountain High School in the 2016 Boys 1A Basketball Tournament game between Skagway Panthers and the Heidelberg Warriors. Heidelberg has the edge at half thanks to a flurry of scoring activity late in the second quarter, where Skagway turned the ball over on a number of successive possessions.